This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The future British relationship with the European Union is in doubt after Prime Minister Theresa May put off a parliamentary vote on her plan for future ties with Brussels that appeared doomed to defeat in a vote Tuesday. She warned compromise would be necessary.
Does this House want to deliver Brexit? If the House does it want to do so through reaching an agreement with the EU? If the answer is yes, and I believe that is the answer of the majority of this House, then we all have to ask ourselves whether we're prepared to make a compromise.
She's going back to the EU to seek reassurances over the future of the border between the Republic of Ireland, which stays in the 27-member bloc, and Northern Ireland. European Council President Donald Tusk said Brussels will not renegotiate the withdrawal agreement or the so-called Irish backstop. The Prime Minister will plan to meet with her Dutch counterpart and German Chancellor Merkel. Maria de Mertzis, Deputy Director of the European think tank Bruegel, said it's uncertain how long the delay in the vote in Parliament would be.
What I am sure about, to the extent I can be sure, is that it will not help the in terms of asking the EU to renegotiate. I don't think that will happen. There is a deal on the table, and that's it, I think, for the foreseeable future. What it can do is just help get more members of the parliament on board, but whether that can happen in 1 or 2 days, that's anybody's guess.
Markets reacted nervously to the uncertainty, with the pound sterling falling to its lowest level in 18 months. A motion to impeach Somalia's president cleared a hurdle Monday. The parliament speaker agreed to accept it. It's been signed by 92 of 275 lawmakers, accusing President Mohamed Abdullahi, commonly known as Farmajo, of violating the constitution after secretly signing agreements with other countries, including Ethiopia and Eritrea, involving Somali ports. This is VOA News. In an address to the French nation late Monday, President Emmanuel Macron announced a wage hike and tax cuts, part of an economic package aimed at quelling weeks of sometimes violent protests.
Ce sont 40 années de malaise qui resurgissent.
He said the unrest is the result of what he called years of malaise, including a lack of housing and public service, disappearing environment, growing sense people aren't being heard, and changes in society. Professor Dominique Moissy, special advisor at the Institut Montaigne think tank, said Mr. Macron vowed not to tolerate unrest, but also tried to understand people's frustrations.
I've heard you. I understood your suffering. I realize that we have to enter into a new dialogue. So again, what was the most important was not only what he said, but the way he said it.
Weeks of protests have taken a toll on the French economy. UN envoy Martin Griffiths said the warring sides in the Yemen war meeting in Sweden have not yet agreed to key confidence-building measures to end the four-year conflict, but including a truce for the fight for port city of Hodeida, but consultations continue.
I hope, but this is hope, not optimism, right? It's still that, ambition, not optimism. I hope we will get agreements in the next couple of days on a whole range of issues. We're getting to that point where we understand, I think by tomorrow morning, we'll understand the views of both parties on specifics, and we try to close the distance.
The conflict has caused a severe humanitarian crisis. Shaken by scandal, voters in Peru delivered a strong anti-corruption message to the government in a Sunday's referendum, overwhelmingly favoring 3 of 4 proposals that include a ban on re-election bids by lawmakers. 2 Russian bombers capable of carrying nuclear weapons and other aircraft arrived Monday in Venezuela. Caracas said they're there as part of joint Air Force exercises. The U.S. Space Agency's Voyager 2, launched in 1977, has become only the second spacecraft to enter interstellar space billions of kilometers away, and followed in the wake of Voyager 1, which reached that point in 2012. Ed Stone is a Voyager project scientist.
Turns out we've seen a different part of the boundary at a different time in the solar activity cycle, and so we're learning a lot about the differences as well as the commonalities.
Meanwhile, NASA's OSIRIS-REx spacecraft hovering nearby has discovered traces of hydrogen and oxygen on the asteroid Bennu, more than 2 million kilometers from Earth. The military government of Thailand has lifted a ban on political campaigning ahead of next year's election, 4 years after the kingdom's latest coup. 5 U.S. Marines declared dead as a search has been called off the coast of Japan after 2 U.S. aircraft collided December 6th during a refueling exercise. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.